Welcome, I'm Derek Johnson. The following program is brought to you in high definition. David Rabbit Audio.
Suspended in time and space for a moment. This is Dave Rabbit's Hard Rock Podcast Show, which features artists and their music from the Pod Show PodSafe Music Network, which is located at www.podshow.com. I live in a very private, kinky world of darkness, a universe whose dimensions are the size, thickness, and length of my Johnson. In here, in the vastness of space, in the void that is the internet, is an enemy known as isolation and boredom. It sits here waiting for you, waiting with the patience of eons, forever waiting. So put down your lotion and quit whacking off. Sit back, listen, and enjoy the ride. You've just crossed over from reality and entered the Rabbit Podcast Zone. Hi, everybody, and welcome to show number 17, the Saturday Night Special with Dave Rabbit and the Rabbit Zone. We're going to kick things off. We got a great show for you guys tonight and gals. And this is one that you want to crank your volume full blast, because we're going to really blow some people away tonight. First off is band number one. They're called Seismic Anomaly. Their website's www.seismicanomaly.com. That's SEISMICANAMOLY.com. Seismic Anomaly has been composing and playing hard rock and metal instruments since 2000, and his work is done primarily utilizing his PV-EVH Wolfgang. He is proudly represented and promoted by the Magnatune of Berkeley, California, USA, and GMM Records of Worthing, England, United Kingdom, and Statue Records of Los Angeles. He's from Mississippi. His influences are Ted Nugent, Ronnie Montos, Richie Blackmore. Let's listen to his song entitled Howl at the Moon. Crank 'em up, babe. It's a Saturday night extravaganza.
those guys make you want to just pick up a 2x4 and beat the crap out of something. Damn, I love that song. Seismic Anomaly, Howl at the Moon. Band number two is called Sex and Patriotism. Boy, that's a combination for you. Their website's www.myspace.com/sexpatriotism. That's SexPatriotism. Sex and Patriotism rekindles the rebirth of rock. They were formed in Michigan. Sex and Patriotism have brought back the vitality and high energy show back to the Michigan music scene. Their music is full of killer vocals and soaring leads, taking the best things from their favorite music and making them relevant once again. Their influences are Aerosmith, Guns N' Roses, Soundgarden, Kiss, and AC/DC. Again, they're from Michigan. Let's listen to their song entitled Tearing It Up. And the hits just keep on coming. Sex and Patriotism, Tearing It Up. Band number three is Sick Porky. Their website's www.myspace.com/sickporkyrock. That's SickPorkyRock. Sick Porky was formed by Carlos Villafani in vocals, Jeremiah Stultz on guitars, Leandro Spatola on bass, and Sebastian Licio on drums. With more than 5 years rocking all over the country, the band already finished with its first album, expected to be released sometime in the fall of 2006. They're from Argentina. Their influences are Black Sabbath, Black Label Society, Pelican, At the Drive-In, and Nebula. Let's listen to their song entitled Sombrero. Porky, Sombrero. Band number four is called Cinch. Their website's www.cinch.net. Cinch fuses the words of music and film into a new multimedia experience with a live video show created on the fly using the Vidatar, invented by Jay. The band explodes before your very eyes and then slowly and deliberately sifts through the rubble, only to get you back up just to do it all over again. They're from Pennsylvania. Their influences are A Perfect Circle, Nirvana, Nine Inch Nails, Alice in Chains, and Led Zeppelin. Let's listen to their song entitled Identity Theft. A great song. Cinch, Identity Theft. Band number five is called Sinister Grin. Their website's www.myspace.com/SinisterGrin69. That's SinisterGrin, and the old Dave Aru's favorite number, 69. Sinister Grin is a rock band based in Memphis, Tennessee. Their CD, Medicine, was recorded in a home studio built by Brandon Scott and mixed and mastered at Arden Studios in Memphis. The band includes Brandon Scott on guitar and vocals, Val Suarez on guitar and vocals, Jeff Church on bass, and Tim Chisholm on drums. They're from Mississippi. Their influences are Alice in Chains, Kiss, Van Halen, Nickelback, and Metallica. Let's listen to their song entitled Medicine. Sinister grin, medicine. You know, tonight's show reminds me of back in the mid-60s when I had the high school band, the Playboys, and we were playing at some college sorority party, and they had this old lady, of course, you know, keep in mind that I'm like 17, 18 years old, somewhere around that at the time. And, you know, we were a rock and roll band. We did a lot of songs from the mid-60s, and our specialty was doing songs exactly like the original artist. We didn't put any of our special little things on it. We just simply did the song as closely to the original as we could, to where when you closed your eyes, you thought the band was there. So anyway, we're playing this party and everything's going pretty well. And this old lady, that's kind of the dorm mother, if you will, she comes up to me and she says, listen, you guys, you know, I want you to cut down the volume because you're, you know, it's really uncomfortable to everybody here. And of course, everybody that was younger could give a shit less. They wanted it to be loud. You know, that was the whole purpose of having a party. So we said, okay, yeah, no problem, lady. And of course, anybody that's ever been in the band knows exactly when someone comes up and says, hey, could you cut it down a bit? You go back to the amplifiers and you cut it up one notch. And we kept doing it and doing it and doing it. And finally, we were like on 9 or 10. It was just absolutely unbelievable evening. We got banned from that college, but that wasn't the reason, because we used to use a, what they call a sidewalk surfboard, to bring our amplifiers in and out. And I got on my back and one of the band members gave me a kick and I went skating on my back through chicks' legs and stuff at the party, and they couldn't take a joke. Anyway, so much for the Dave Aru story. Band number 6 is Slick Helvetica. Their website is slickhelvetica.com. That's SLIKHELVETIKA.com. Michael Myers' best project since the Destroyer era, featuring musicianship of J. Lee Haven on rhythm guitar, Mark Bennett on drums, and Kurt Wagenseel on bass. And of course, the one and only trademark voice of Myers and his blistering lead guitar gives this band a tremendously unique sound. Let's listen to their song entitled Boy in Blue. Crank it up. You're with Dave Rabbit and the Rabbit Zone.
Boy in blue is off to school. He's gonna learn about the golden rule.
But he's not answering his pants. At least a bar in his eyes. He don't wanna cross the T's and die. Teacher's just telling sheep. He knows he wants a big difference. Don't want to stay by. He wants to howl at the moon along with wolves at night. You can blame me. You can blame me.
Yeah.
Slick Helvetica, Boy in Blue. Damn, what a great group of bands we had for the Saturday night special. Now we're moving into the Classic Rock Showcase with our special guest tonight, Sugarloaf. Their website is theband.hiof.no/albums/Sugarloaf, S-U-G-A-R-L-O-A-F. Sugarloaf was a Denver, Colorado-based rock and roll band of the 1970s, featuring Jerry Corbetta, Bob Weber, Bob Raymond, and Vitor Van Dorn, also Bob McVitie. The band was originally known as Chocolate Hair. They changed their name to Sugarloaf, named after a mountain in Colorado, when they received their first recording contract. The 1975 album, Don't Call Us, We'll Call You, was a re-release of their 1973 album, I Got a Song, with one of the tracks on the earlier album replaced by the title track of the later album, which also had become a hit single. They're best known for two songs, both of which hit the top 10 charts in the United States, Green-Eyed Lady in 1970 and Don't Call Us, We'll Call You in 1975. Other songs which charted on the Billboard magazine top 100 singles charts were Mother Nature's Wine, Tongue in Cheek, and Stars in Her Eyes. In addition, West of Tomorrow and Myra Myra were not hit singles but received modest airplay at the time of their release on album rock radio stations. The song Don't Call Us, We'll Call You is notable because it contained a practical joke at the expense of CBS Records, which had just turned them down for a recording contract. The song includes the sound of a touch-tone telephone number being dialed. That number was an unlisted phone number for CBS Records, and would have dialed that number had a telephone been held up to the speaker as the song played. Jerry Corbetta later went on to perform with the group's Wild Cherry, best known for their hit Play That Funky Music White Boy, which started us out tonight on the Rabbit Zone show, and Disco Tex and the Sexolettes, best known for their hit Get Dancing. So let's get started. Here's the first song from Sugarloaf that we played in the original Radio First Termer show in downtown Saigon. West of Tomorrow. And the hits just keep on coming.
After midnight, while the gray light paints a new day. Misty hour, love and power,
love and power,
find a new way,
find a new way.
Oh, we'll sleep.
West of Tomorrow, Sugarloaf. Well, that wraps up another Saturday night special here with Dave Rabbit and the Rabbit Zone. Hope you had a great evening and a good weekend coming up. And we're going to leave you with the final song by Sugarloaf entitled Green-Eyed Lady. Cooking with the Big 69.
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes.
And so concludes this journey into the mind and the musical adventures of Dave Rabbit. But if you return, soon, you'll find him right here, ready to bring you new episodes and highlights from the music of the PodSafe Music Network at podshow.com. And you'll find plenty more from Dave at his official podcast network home at daverabbit.podomatic.com. Until next time, I'm Charlie Cooper wishing you safe travels through the Rabbit Zone.